Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
301-230-0980 is the number. Here on a Friday edition of the Chris Russell Show, Lynell Willingham sitting in for the Rooster, who is back with you on Tuesday. A lot more to get to before we hand things over to the Burgundy and Gold today with the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, alongside the super producer, Anthony Haney. I want to get some keys to victory coming up right now. And you can line up on the phones with your keys to victory at 301-230-0980. My first key for the Washington Commanders is a, an acronym that I stole. Excuse me, I was a little parched. I'll take a sip.
While you're excusing yourself, I've never heard you be like super producer AMAC. Let's break that down real quick.
Damn. You want to talk about smoke?
I've never heard you say like super producer AMAC.
So we have to coddle. Anthony's a baby. So we have to coddle him to make sure that he performs at his highest level. You're just a workaholic, so we don't have to really fluff you up in order to get the best version of you. But Anthony, on the other hand, you know, product of private school kid. Mm. You know, it's different when you're a product of, you know, a public school system, unlike the super producer.
Damn, that's okay.
It is what it is. But where was I going with this? Keys to victory. Oh, it's an acronym. Yeah, I said that I stole, and I was going to say that, you know, Chris Russell, your host, you know, frequently accuses me of stealing things. I can't wait to do our version of the Super Six Pack. To get this show and bless this show with a real Super Six Pack, I mean, honestly, all the listening audience, you're welcome. You are genuinely welcome from the bottom of my heart. But an old acronym that I stole from our pal Toby Altizer, RTDB. That is my key. RTDB. Run the damn bill or run the damn ball. I don't really care if it's Bill. I don't care if it's Chris Rodriguez. This Commander's rushing attack has to get back on track this weekend if they're going to have a shot to win in Madrid. And I think the longer you can possess the football and keep Tua and company off of the field, I think the better the game will go for you as the Commanders. And here's the thing. We say it all the time. Styles make fights in the National Football League. Despite me not having a ton of confidence in Washington this weekend, they actually match up really well with the Miami Dolphins in terms of Washington's strengths versus Miami's weaknesses, and I'll expound upon that more. So when you take a look at what Washington has done well this year offensively, despite, and the numbers have, you know, really taken a turn in the wrong direction, despite Washington, you know, offensively being, what are they right now, 17th in the NFL, 22nd in the NFL in terms of points per game, in terms of yards per game, they're right around middle of the pack as well. But the rush offense, the rush numbers, despite the last 5 weeks being abysmal on the ground, they're still ranked 7th in the National Football League. It's what they do well, right? They average 5 yards a pop. They're averaging 135 yards a game. In terms of the explosive runs of 10 or more yards, they're still in the top 10. So this is a team that I think can still run the football. I just think they're looking for a good matchup in the run game, right? On this past Sunday against Detroit, Detroit's the 10th best rush defense in the NFL. The week prior, Seattle was the number one rush defense in the NFL. The week prior, Kansas City was the number eight rush defense in the NFL. Now, the Dallas game and the Chicago game, can't really excuse it in terms of why they couldn't get the run game on track. But this week you will have an opportunity for your run game to really hit on all cylinders, because that is the area that this Miami Dolphins defense has really, really struggled in throughout the course of the year. The Dolphins giving up 139 yards a game on the ground. That's seventh worst in the National Football League. They are not a good run defense. They're just not. I think if Washington is going to have a shot, it starts and finishes with their ability to control the line of scrimmage, their ability to run the football. I think they're going to come out and try and run the football. I think they're going to come out in their heavy personnel, hopefully, and try and punch, you know, the Dolphins in the mouth. Like, that's really all you could do here. That's the only opportunity I think that you have to win this football game, man. Can you get the run game going? I don't care if it's Chris Rodriguez. I don't care if it's Bill Merritt. I don't care if it's Jeremy McNichols. Just get it going. Point blank. Just get it going. That's it. And Cliff Kingsbury is going to be under the microscope for me this weekend. He is. I think, and we talked about this a couple days ago, I believe it was yesterday on the Burgundy and Gold Today. He's been dealt a real difficult set of circumstances as an offensive coordinator. When you think about the quarterback being in and out of the lineup, the weapons being in and out of the lineup, it's hard, right? Life's hard, right? But here's the thing. He's got to adjust to the personnel that he has. They're calling up Jacoby Jones. He's on the active 53. Your starting trio at wideout this weekend is Chris Moore, Deebo Samuel, and Chosen Anderson, Robbie Chosen, right? Like, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And Miami's not a good defense, but it's still going to be tough because those guys are not starting caliber NFL wide receivers outside of Deebo Samuel. So with that being said, I've just been totally stunned over the duration of this losing streak that they haven't leaned into their rushing attack more. And I know what the numbers say about Washington and running the football, but as I continue to say, running the football is a lifestyle choice. You don't just pick up your play sheet one day and go, you know what, let's run it. It's got to be a core principle of who you are and what you want to accomplish as an offense. And I think right now, despite what they may tell you, it's just not. It has to be coming up on Sunday. Keys to victory at 301-230-0980. I gave you an offensive key. I'll give you a defensive key here coming up as well. The defensive key for me is do not give up the explosives. You just can't. Miami, we know their cast of characters offensively can definitely get it done. Jaylen Waddle, one of the best deep threats in football. Devon Achain, one of the best big playbacks in all the NFL. You've got to limit the explosives of this Miami Dolphins passing attack and their running game. I think that's the key for this defense. You can't give up the chunk plays. If you can force them, you know, allow them to move the ball in between the 20s all you want, but when you get into that high red zone area, you've got to limit them to field goals and not touchdowns. And if Washington can do that, then they'll have a shot. They'll have a shot. My final key is this. Don't shoot yourselves in the foot. Don't. You can't if you're Washington. We've seen it here. That's been the tough thing and the tough part to stomach about this losing streak. Talking about the Chicago game, the Dallas game, the Kansas City game, Seattle, Detroit. I think those teams are better than you, right, for the most part. But if you beat yourselves, you're not going to have a chance against anybody. If you beat yourselves, you're not going to have a chance against anybody. That's not turning the ball over. That's not having the stupid penalties, right? Just not shooting yourselves in the foot. Play with detail. That's the big key for me this weekend. I gave you the numbers earlier in the show in terms of the penalty discrepancy for Washington. They're the 10th most penalized team in the NFL. And then offensively, they're the fourth most penalized team. So it's interesting to me, man. I don't know what to expect this weekend from this group, if I'm being honest. I don't. I want to believe that they're going to be able to rally and conquer. I want to believe that they're not checked out. And I want to believe that this trip to Spain was exactly what the doctor ordered. And now this group is going to be ready to compete and potentially go on a mini run here down the stretch. And I mentioned that mini run because our guy Rocky Pinnock tweeted at me and said the only way they're going on a mini run is if the Miami starters come down with food poisoning this weekend. I want to expound upon that. There's not no way that they win, right? It's not an impossible task this weekend. Last week, if we're being real, last weekend against Detroit, if we're keeping it a buck here, was more of an unachievable task, if I'm being honest, right? The Lions were teed off after getting whooped by Minnesota at home. They were coming out trying to get it back in blood. They remember what you did to them last year in the NFC division round of the playoffs, sending them home. The big-time shot that they put on Jared Goff. The trash-talking. All of it. It fueled what we saw this past weekend. I'm certain of it. Honestly. I'm certain of it. Now, this weekend going up against Miami, they're 3-7, just like you're 3-7. You know what I'm saying? It is it is just what it is. You're two pretty bad football teams right now. If you're Washington, though, and Rocky talked about the chance of going on a mini run, let's just say, we bring hypothetical Harry out of the box again. Let's just say, right, that Washington is able to sneak away with a victory. You move to 4-7. Then you got the bye week. You get to reset. Potentially get back Jaden Daniels. Potentially get back Terry McLaurin. If you're 4-7 going into Sunday Night Football against Denver, a group that has been anemic offensively, I'd say you'd have a shot in that one. Or is that me sipping the Kool-Aid? Or as Chris Russell likes to say, is that me looking at things through burgundy and gold-colored lenses? I don't think it is. If they can find a way to dig deep and beat Miami, and then you got Sunday Night Football with the potential return of Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels, I'd have to give you a shot in that one because the Broncos can't score. The Broncos' offense sucks. Bo Nix has been terrible. You'd have a shot in that game. And then you're on the road against the Vikings, going up against a second-year quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. You're telling me you wouldn't give yourselves a chance in that one? I'm not saying that I expect them to run the table. I'm not saying that I expect them to win on Sunday. But I am going to give them the benefit of the doubt because I do understand that this is the National Football League. Anything can happen. But that potential mini run, that hypothetical scenario, is not possible if you don't handle this weekend in Madrid against the Dolphins. It's just not possible. What's more likely? The Commanders losing out or the Commanders winning out? Because in reality, like, they've got a less than 1% chance to make the playoffs. I didn't even know you can get lower than 1%. They've got a less than 1% chance to make the playoffs. Right now, and I gotta find the DM I sent it to myself, our pal Nikki Javala of The Athletic tweeted this out, and it damn near made my jaw drop. This is a sad spot to be in when you're thinking about what last year was for D.C. Right now, Washington has a better chance at obtaining the number one overall pick in the draft than they do making the playoffs. They've got a less than 1% chance to make the playoffs. They've got a 2% chance to end up with the number one pick coming up in this draft. So if that doesn't explain where things currently are, then you're clueless. If they're going to go on some sort of mini run, and I'm not saying it's possible. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm saying it's possible. It starts this weekend in Madrid against the Miami Dolphins. 301-230-0980 is the number. If you have any keys to victory, we'll take your calls on that. Plus, you can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's do it. Me and the committee up late burning the midnight oil to bring you a new installment of NEL Super Six Pack. My top six Commanders that must play well. Who are we putting under the microscope? Coming up Sunday in Madrid. I'll let you know next here on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on a Friday edition of the Chris Russell Show. Lynette Willingham sitting in for the Rooster. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on Paramount and CBS. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right. Do the same thing every Friday here. And this list always intrigues me going into the game, because I think we've done a really good job throughout the course of the year having a real good feel of what it is and what it ain't when it comes to the Washington Commanders. And right now, I want to get into our Super Six Pack, the top six Commanders that must play well in order for Washington to get off the schneid this weekend against the Dolphins. All right, leading us off here in Nell's Super Six Pack, our top six Commanders that must play well. First of all, it's an honor to make this list, because that means you're important and you impact winning. I'm going to go with Jazon Newton. He's the guy to me that I think has a real big opportunity this weekend, sitting in and playing for Deron Payne, who is suspended right now due to the punch heard around the world. Jazon Newton, to me, man, when you think about a second-year player and what he has dealt with throughout the course of his young career to this point, I think he's a kid that has a lot of room to grow. I think he is somebody that works hard at it. But at the defensive tackle position in particular, and I know he played his ball in the Big Ten, so he's going up against NFL-caliber offensive linemen. When you are a defensive tackle, I think play strength is something that's so important. And right now, to me, that is the big issue with Jazon Newton. I don't think he does a good enough job holding the point of attack in the run game, taking on double teams, so on and so forth. But I do think he's definitely got some twitch, some juice, some upside as a pass rusher. Hopefully, that can get put on full display coming up this weekend. Here is the head coach, Dan Quinn, on how they plan on replacing Deron Payne this weekend.
Yeah, we'll miss Deron for sure inside, his presence, the physicality. Johnny Newton and Javon Kinlaw will be the two that will feature the most inside, and then Eddie Goldman and Sheldon Day would be there behind. But we're pleased with where, you know, the development that Johnny's taking, especially on the pass rush side. He had had some injuries coming into last year, and I felt like it took him this season, this preseason, to like hit his stride and hit to the next spot. And I feel like he's doing that. So we'll lean in on more on him for sure.
They're going to have to. They're going to have to lean in on him because he's got to come up big for this group in order for them to have an opportunity. And look, I was saying it earlier, when we're talking about evaluating these draft classes that we've had here in the nation's capital since Adam Peters has gotten here, it's going to take time. And you want some of those guys to develop into long-term starters. Some of those guys are going to be no more than just rotational depth backup pieces for you. I think Newton has the chance to be maybe not a starter for Washington, but if he can be that third defensive tackle for this group, I think they're going to have a real opportunity, you know, to build, you know, a good interior defensive line room, because he's got the pass rush tools. I just think him playing the run is a big problem spot, and if you can't play the run as a defensive tackle, what use do you really have? So I am definitely looking at Jazan Newton to come up big this weekend against the Miami Dolphins. Number two in Nell's Super Six Pack, the top six Commanders that we're putting under the microscope that must play well in order for Washington to have a shot this weekend in Madrid against the Dolphins. We're going with Chris Rodriguez. And C-Rod was named the captain last week. C-Rod's father on social media is hilarious. And he's really doing what any parent out there, I think, would do. Consistently tweeting about his kid, saying that he deserves more opportunities, not in a disrespectful or controversial manner, but being very public about, you know, his disdain for the current rotation in the running back room. I think for C-Rod and this entire Commanders rushing attack, the big thing that they're going to have to really hone in on, the big thing that they're going to have to emphasize coming up this weekend, is just taking what's there. And I think that While going up against these stacked boxes have been difficult, I think that's the other piece of this as well. When we talk about, and Dan Quinn's mentioned it, Cliff has mentioned it, guys pressing. The one thing I love about C-Rod and his running style, north and south. There's no wasted movements. He's hitting the hole, and he's getting every yard that is blocked for him. On the flip side, with Bill Merritt, who has been really the bell cow, it feels like, over the course of the past 5 or 6 weeks, with Bill Merritt, ever since the fumble against Chicago, I think there has been more of a concerted effort to hold on to the football, and he's not running with that reckless abandon that we saw him running with earlier in the year. And I think in turn, you've seen his numbers take a dip. You've seen this rushing attack take a little bit of a dip. Washington's got to get it going, though, man. And Chris Rodriguez, Jeremy McNichols, Bill, I could have put them all here in terms of this Super Six Pack, but here is Cliff Kingsbury on what's impressed him the most about Rodriguez.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach. Chris Rodriguez has been getting a little bit more work recently. Just, I know he impressed you guys with his body transformation in the offseason. As we've gotten through the year, kind of what has stood out about his development?
Yeah, I think just consistency in his play. I mean, you guys see it anytime he's called upon to get it done, to get the tough yard, he gets it, and he puts the ball in the right place. He always finds the hole, and he's going to maximize his opportunities. And I think his teammates respect that. I know the coaching staff does as well.
Hey, you got to make the most of the opportunity. And I think that's the key part here if you're Chris Rodriguez. The opportunities are going to be there. You're going to have them coming up this week. What do you do with them? What do you do with them is the big question here. I gave you the numbers when we did our keys to the game. I think they have a real opportunity, you know, to come out and run the ball against Miami. I don't know if it's going to be Chris Rodriguez being the bell cow. I don't know if it'll be Bill Merritt, but I do know this, there is an opportunity for Washington to exploit that weakness in their running attack, in their run defense, talking about Miami, man. They just have struggled all year in that category. And the other reason why I put C-Rod here and not the other backs, it's no slight to McNichols or to Bill. I think the Dolphins have a toughness issue. It's the best way that I would put it. I think Miami legitimately has a toughness issue. And I think Washington can exploit, you know, that toughness issue by way of running the football, punching them in the face, and really imposing their will on this football team, man. So Chris Rodriguez comes up as number two in our Super Six Pack. Number three in the Super Six Pack is actually the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He's undergoing a lot of change this week, right? Taking the defensive play calling duties away from Joe Witt Jr. You're going to see Dan Quinn have more of a hands-on approach, a hands-on impact when it comes to this defense. We'll see how it ultimately impacts things coming up on Sunday. I've said it all week long since the news was first announced. I don't think that it does much. I think that their issue on defense is more of a personnel issue, not a scheme issue, not a play-calling issue. We will see, though, coming up on Monday. First half of the Super Six Pack is in the books. We'll get you the other half as we ease our way out of this 2 o'clock hour. When we come back, though, about Michael Phillips, 910 The Fan AM in Richmond, going to join us to give us his perspective on the Burgundy and Gold and whether or not they have a shot to end their losing streak coming up in Madrid. That is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on a Friday edition of the Chris Russell Show. Lynette Willingham sitting in for the Rooster, who is across the pond. I don't know if he's made it to Madrid yet. He said he was going to Barcelona first, but we do know he is out there. Knowing... And our next guest is going to understand exactly what I'm talking about with this. Knowing Chris Russell the way we know Chris Russell, and knowing the troubles that he has getting into Northwest Stadium, I mean, over under for how much game action he misses on Sunday as the Commanders are in Madrid. Mike, what you think, man?
Here's the thing. Like, the Rooster is always caught in traffic. He's always running late. He's always frantic. Like, I would assume, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm assuming he doesn't have a car in Madrid, surely, right?
Well,
like,
he's probably flying around. I mean,
I don't know if he's taken the subway or the train or Ubers or what, yeah. But like, it does seem like a lot of his troubles in life are because he cannot find a way to drive between point A and point B without it taking several hours. Is it just him, or like, is he going to get in an Uber and the Uber driver is going to like pull out of the hotel and like right into bumper to bumper traffic? Be like, oh, come on, what's going on? Like, oh, sorry. Like
a lot of varying factors.
This always happens to me.
A lot of varying factors is how I would put it. We're joined right now by our pal Michael Phillips of 910 The Fan in Richmond. Make sure you give him a follow on the X app at Michael P in RVA, and then check out MP on the mic 10 to noon on 910 The Fan. Mike, I sent you a text, I believe it was last week. Sent the text out to a bunch of different people. I am certainly grateful for you being willing to participate. Didn't go anywhere. No names were attached to it. But I want to let you give your thoughts here right now, just as we take a 1,000-foot view at the Washington Commanders during this tough, tough 2025 campaign in which they're currently in the midst of a 5-game losing streak. Things are not good right now in the nation's capital. Looking at this thing from a bird's eye view, though, how close do you think they are to being a perennial playoff team in the NFC amongst the likes of the Rams and the Eagles and the 49ers?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Jaden Daniels in this answer because I think he's the key to this answer. Well, now, like, if Jaden Daniels wasn't on the team last year, they don't make the playoffs. We all understand that, right? Like, he's the only reason they made the playoffs. And if they make the playoffs and then he doesn't play in the playoff games, they lose at least the Tampa game for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, they were flying in that Detroit game. That was a really good game. But, like, it is a different season without him. You know, it's either a first-round playoff exit, it's a not-make-the-playoffs. Like, our expectations are calibrated totally differently. Well, they haven't really had him this season. And so they are underachieving. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. I'm sure we'll go into that. They are underachieving this season for what they have. But also, it's all about number five. And if he comes back healthy next year and you tell me he's going to play 14, 15 games next year, I'm going to tell you that this is a playoff team next year and a team that can do things because he's that good when he's at his best. And if they don't have him, it kind of exposes, you know, that those are great examples. Like you think about the Eagles, the Rams, organizations that have built not only solid cores, but solid backups. I think back to the NFC title game last year, the Eagles had what, their third string center in, I think, you know, they were deep at some of those O-line positions. It's a 1-53 roster there, and honestly, their practice squad's pretty good too. That's what hasn't been built here, and you're not going to see me judging them for not having built that. The cupboard was bare when they arrived, but Adam Peters has a long way to go to achieve that kind of institutional stability where maybe Jaden could go out for a little while and the team could still be good.
Yeah, I think, and I've gone back and forth on this, Mike, because you know how I get down. I wear it on my sleeve. I love this group as much as anybody does, but I'm also going to be brutally honest and sometimes overly critical of things just because that's the nature of being a fan. I had a conversation yesterday with Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area, and he really provided some perspective to me about, because the big thing that I continue to harp on here, MP, is like, hey, we wanted that handsome blue-eyed devil here in the nation's capital, not for his ability to trade, not for his ability to sign free agents, Mike, but for his ability to hit on draft picks and to really build the core of this roster through the draft. Through two off seasons, I mean, the draft picks have not had very much impact, but they are playing a lot relative to the dudes that were selected in their class. If Washington can walk away from their first two drafts with their franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels and then their starting right tackle, left tackle of the future in Josh Connerly, I think you got to give Adam Peters a passing grade. I have a hard time coming to grips with the fact that you can't hit a home run on every draft pick, but they at least need to all be, hopefully, fingers crossed, foundational pieces moving forward.
Yeah, and you know, Luke McCaffrey took a step forward before he was injured. That was great to see. Ben Sinnott still hasn't taken that big leap forward that we're hoping for. I think tight end remains a need as soon as Zach Ertz decides to hang him up, which could come as soon as this offseason. To your point, and I agree with you, you got to find a way to get this guy some more picks. Yeah. And that's easier said than done. Like, what does Philly have, like 8 picks and they're going to get some compensatory picks when it's all said and done? Right? Like, they don't have to hit on all of them when you have that many picks.
Right.
These guys don't have a second rounder this upcoming year. They don't have a fourth rounder this upcoming year. And I'm not mad about those deals. I think it was really important to get Jaden a great left tackle. You know, protection is really important. I think it was really important to bring Debo in. He's a weapon, man. He was fun to watch in those early weeks when things were flying. I think it was worth the gamble on Lattimore because the defense was so bad and you sense this could be something special. It didn't pan out, and it won't pan out. I'm not mad about any of those trades individually, right? This is a little bit of sports talk radio right here. Like, I'm mad they don't have more picks, but also I wouldn't undo any of those things. Right. It's just like, it's tough because, yeah, they have so many needs. You have a general manager who's great at drafting, and also he doesn't have all his draft picks, which kind of stinks.
Right. Mike, so let me ask you this. This is something I was like, when you know you have limited picks, should you be leaning more towards players that you think can come in and contribute right away? And I'm not saying contribute as an immediate starter, but at least be a backup. And I'm pointing at Kane Medrano right now.
Yeah.
I think it is totally unacceptable that he has not been able to be active. He hasn't played a defensive snap yet this year. And Washington's linebacker play, and don't let Bobby Wagner being second in the NFL in tackles fool you, Washington's gotten some of the worst linebacker play in the NFL this year. Frankie Louvu's doing his own thing, never in his gap, trying to play hero ball. Bobby Wagner doesn't have the foot speed. You drafted Medrano for a reason. Do you see what I mean with that? Like, that to me has got to be the standard here, that all of our draft picks are going to be active at least.
I am concerned that he has not been able to win snaps in this room. Yes, I think that's good context. Like, some teams, you got to wait your turn. You got to take your number, wait until your number's called. This team has snaps available. Like, yeah. if they thought he were good, they would put him in. And hopefully they get to the point where they have to. This guy may just have to take his lumps on the field, and we see what he's got. Because it's, you know, and Connerly is doing that to an extent as well. Like, Connerly took his lumps on the field. You got to just do that with the young guys. And, you know, you hit on Bill in the late rounds. I know he's cooled off a little, but that's indisputably a hit there in the late rounds.
Right.
I don't mind a gamble, but, yeah, when you have so many needs, you're going to have positions like where you say every guy you bring in has the opportunity to contribute. And I'd throw on top of that, you mentioned needing guys to be contributors. When we do the offseason thing, we'll talk on the offseason. Jaden's only going to have two more years on this rookie contract. I know that's a fifth-year option, but that gets expensive.
Mike, you get ready. You're getting ready to open Pandora's box with me. Go ahead, because I got a follow up for that.
You got two more years on that rookie contract. Teams that win the Super Bowl either have a transcendent quarterback or a rookie contract quarterback. And Jaden might be a transcendent quarterback. We might have a 15-year window,
right.
But what we know for sure is that the window's wide open for those next 2 years. So, yeah, that adds to that urgency.
Real quick, and I know this is a long ways away, but you triggered a thought in my brain. I'm of the belief, if he does not play 16 games next year, I'm not going to the negotiating table with him.
Well, you can give him you got the fifth-year option, so that's nice. You can tag that on.
Do you see where I'm coming from with that? If there are real durability concerns with him, and I'm not – look, this is why I always got to preface with, because the fans think I'm just some arrogant, you know, jerk that doesn't like the team. I love the team, but, like, the kid hasn't been able to stay healthy yet to this point. Why would you commit – we're talking potentially $70 million annually to a cat that has not shown the ability to stay healthy. I think that's got to be a factor in the negotiations at the end of next year when they come to the table.
You know, I'd be very curious. By all accounts, I think he could potentially return this year. And sounds like, you know, DQ's not going to talk about that until after they get back from their post-Spain vacation here. But, you know, I would love for him to play down the stretch.
Me too.
Because I think he's still got some stuff to work through outside of durability as well. Mm-hmm. That I think he'd be very, very well served to play football and work that out. You know, the sack rate has gone down since Marcus Mariota took over. That's not everything, but I think he's still got some refining to do this season. Yeah, we're a long ways away. I love that you're willing to go there. I'm not willing to go there yet. My chips are still in on number five.
Mine are too. Don't mistake.
But I agree with you that in a hypothetical where next year there's a major cost, a lot of time, injury, we're going to have a serious discussion.
Yes, we are. How do they get off the schneid this weekend against Miami, Mike? Let me ask you this. We'll be asking this on the phones. What would be your reaction to a fifth consecutive loss by 21 or more points?
Well, let's check out the circumstances, too, because, you know, Dan Quinn, after the game Sunday, was really resigned. Like, his post-game press conference, and you heard him talking about, like, after the bye, we're going to reevaluate everything and we're going to figure out what we're doing. And I think he understands, and we understood, like, you don't fire the defensive coordinator and then get on a plane to Spain an hour later. Like, that's too many things. This has been scripted out in advance. But then on Monday, he does make the move of putting Witt on double secret probation, of naming himself the defensive coordinator, of shaking things up. And I think it's this gamble of, I don't want to lay off my friend, but that's my guy.
Yeah,
I'm going to do this now. We're going to win Sunday. And when we win Sunday, it's going to turn down the temperature in the room, and I'm not going to have to do anything during the bye week, and we can make it to the end of the season, which is all well and good, but you got to win on Sunday.
You got to win on Sunday.
I think about the Nats this season, right? They call the players-only meeting. Everybody huddles. We're going to get this thing together. We're going to do it right. And you always schedule that strategically, right? Mm-hmm. You schedule before the Miami Marlins are coming to town. You can beat the Miami. And then what happened? They lost that series, right? They go on the losing streak. Well, when you hit the panic button and then don't win, things get worse really, really fast. So when you hit the button, hey, we're going to make a change, I hear – we're going to win this football game. And I don't know that that's a given, but I think there's a lot riding on it.
I believe it is, my friend. We'll get you an official prediction from you before you get out. Do you think they get off the schneid this weekend, Mike?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think that this is – I think they're more than the sum of their parts right now. They just haven't found a way – so I guess, that's the phrase you use when they're playing well, like last year, right? What's the reverse of, like – the parts are more than the sum is right now. Like,
right.
You can't tell me that Mikey Sandristil is not a good football player. Yeah. I saw it with my own eyes for 17 games last year. He was really good. You can't tell me, that Laremy Tunsil is not a really good left tackle. He is. I've seen it. Brandon Coleman was a left tackle in this league. You can't tell me these guys aren't good. And yet, here we are, and the sum is, they're not playing together. The vibes are off, man. It's not working.
They got to figure it out. We'll all be watching 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time on the NFL Network coming up on Sunday. The NFL's first time in Madrid, Spain, features 2-3-7 teams, Miami and Washington, two programs seemingly going in opposite directions. Mike, I appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Now looking forward to it. Have a great weekend.
That is Michael Phillips. Make sure you check him out, 9:10 The Fan a.m. in Richmond. You can also check out his words in the Richmonder. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's wrap up Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL. 4, 5, and 6 going to be put under the microscope next. We'll wrap up Nell's Super Six Pack here as we end the 2 o'clock hour. Ben Strober going to join us coming up top of the 3 o'clock hour, host of the Locked On Wizards podcast. We'll talk a little bit about the DC family as they're back in town coming up this weekend. Real quick, if you're just now joining us, 1, 2, and 3 in the Super Six Pack already have been chosen. Number one, defensive tackle Johnny Newton, who's going to have the spotlight on him for sure coming up this weekend when you consider that Daron Payne out because of his suspension. Dan Quinn told us earlier in the week it will be Dre'Zon Newton who draws the start next to Javon Kinlaw, and we found out earlier this afternoon not only is Johnny Newton starting, the pride of Illinois going to be a captain for Washington coming up on Sunday across the pond against the Miami Dolphins. Number two in the Super Six Pack, Chris Rodriguez. I think this run game is going to be paramount for Washington coming up on Sunday. Dolphins, one of the worst run defenses in the National Football League. Washington should have all of the opportunity in the world to exploit the shortcoming that Miami has on defense. I think Chris Rodriguez has to be the hammer this weekend for Washington. We've heard all of the adjectives used this year to describe the Dolphins. They're soft. Let's call it what it is. They're not a physically imposing football team. If Washington can really empty out the tank and really commit to running the football, I think they'll be able to have some success. Chris Rodriguez going to be one of the cats that make that possible. Number three is head coach Dan Quinn. And I'll be real here. For Dan Quinn, I don't know if it's being talked about enough. He really, when you think about giving away the play calling duties, or taking away rather the play calling duties from Joe Witt, it puts a lot more on Dan Quinn's plate. It puts a lot more on DQ's plate, and I don't know if we've talked about it a lot this week, but I don't know how involved he was in this game plan of the defense during the week when he was just the head coach, because there's so much more to being a head coach than the coaching part, right? You're worried about hotels and things of that nature and camaraderie, and you're leading all the meetings and so on and so forth. Dan Quinn talked about the day-to-day changes that come with taking over as this team's defensive coordinator.
All right. How
has your league changed since taking over defensive coordinator role? I mean, how much does your day-to-day change?
It's more in the preparation phase, Nikki, going to that. And so, obviously, I'm always involved with the defense, but you know, team meetings and special teams and those are staying the same. But you know, just in and out of the practices, and it's been a big collaboration so far. So all is good.
Dan Quinn going to try to downplay it, but I will say this. Definitely has got a lot more on his plate this week than in weeks prior. I'm eager to see what changes we see to this Washington Commanders defense. And if I'm being honest, like I continue to say, I don't expect much to change. I expect it to be more of the same in terms of what we see. I've hollered it all year long, man. Some of you all are now getting on board. Some others are still a little bit late. Their problems on defense have a lot more to do with the personnel than it does the coaching. And I know what Michael Phillips said. You can't tell me Mikey Sanversteel is not a good football player anymore. You can't tell me Frankie Louvu is not a good football player anymore. But the fact of the matter is, maybe they're just not, right? Maybe they regressed. Maybe they didn't prepare this offseason the way that they prepared last offseason, right? And for Mikey, I actually expected him to have some struggles coming into this year because he played predominantly on the outside last year. Slot corner is probably one of the more difficult positions in the National Football League. Think about it being on the outside. You have the sideline as sort of an extra defender. When you're playing in the slot, it's a three-way go. They can either run up the seam, they can go left, they can go right. And I just don't know if he has the athleticism to be able to combat that. Mikey Sanversteel is actually next there in our Super Six-Pack. He's got to play big. Now, I don't know what the plan is going to be. I would assume that Noah, Jonathan Jones, and Mikey, because they can all three play inside and out, I would think it would be something that's matchup dependent. Your fastest defensive back right now is clearly, right, Jonathan Jones. He can fly, right? He has got the best deep speed right now in this room. I would expect him to, you know, draw the assignment, draw the matchup of Jalen Waddle, who really scares the hell out of me, if I'm being honest. Like, he has a massive opportunity to really break this game open for Miami because I think, we know, right, giving up the explosive play has been Washington's Achilles heel on the defensive side of the football, man. So Mikey's got to play well. I want to see Mikey play with more confidence as well. When you're giving up receptions, when you're giving up completions, it's easy to lose your confidence as a defensive back. And it's one of those positions that confidence is probably the most important in. I want to get to number five in Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that are under the microscope who must play well for Washington to snap this losing streak across the pond in Madrid against the Dolphins. Number five for me is Josh Connerly Jr., and he played really, really well this past weekend, all things considered, going up against Aiden Hutchinson. And I know he had the two false start penalties that really shot Washington in the foot, but I think he's got it, man. I think he is as talented as anybody on this football team and on this offensive line, for that matter. The old adage is you got to be able to take a licking and keep on ticking. I think he really took his lumps earlier on in the year, and when we've seen him here in the past couple of weeks in particular, he's really played well. I was scared to death about Aiden Hutchinson coming to town. I really was. I didn't know, you know, how he would handle that. And he passed that test, in my opinion, you know, with flying colors. And I think he is somebody, as we mentioned earlier, if by season's end he is looked at as a building block and a clear right tackle or left tackle in the future, I think it is a W. For Washington. Here's Cliff Kingsbury on this Commanders offensive line coming together here in the back half of the season.
Yeah, it's been a good group. You know, I think we've had the same starting lineup in for about 3 weeks straight, which has been nice. And I think each week we've gotten better as a unit. I think watching Josh kind of come along has been really exciting. And then Sam Cosmi getting his legs back has definitely improved. But that has been a consistent group for us this season, and we've needed it.
Not only have they been consistent, they've been the most healthy group on the team as well, which is why I'm like, hey, lean in to the running game. The final person in L Super Six Pack is our second coach on the list. It's the man we just heard from, Cliff Kingsbury. I was pretty critical of him yesterday. I don't know if he's done. And look, he's been dealt a difficult set of circumstances when you consider the quarterback and wideout, you know, routinely being in and out of the lineup. But his inability to overcome the injury situation and his inability to put these guys in the best position to succeed, I think, is glaringly obvious, and it's something he's got to get better at. Here is Cliff on how difficult it's been to game plan as the injuries continue to mount.
Yeah, it's been a challenge, there's no doubt, especially when you have a guy like Trey who had worked really hard to rehab from an injury, to get his opportunity, make some plays, and kind of develop with us to have a setback. But he'll be back, and just allows other guys to get a chance. And so far, like I said, guys have stepped up when called upon. We just have to be more consistent as a complete offense to make the plays when they count.
Yeah, I think the consistency piece has just not been there for them. There's been a lack of detail. There's been a lack of execution on that side of the football. I gave you the numbers earlier in the show. Washington's offense, the fourth most penalized group in the National Football League. That's an L Super Six Pack, top six Commanders that must play well and are under the microscope going into Sunday's contest in Madrid. 1 through 6, 1, Johnny Newton. 2, Chris Rodriguez. 3, Dan Quinn. 4, Mikey Samerstill. 5, Josh Connolly. And 6, Cliff Kingsbury. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, final hour of power here on this Friday edition of the Chris Russell Show. We'll switch gears, talk a little hardwood as Ben Strober of the Locked On Wizards podcast joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.